If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am ever so grateful that you have joined me today on what is always another magical today. Another magical today, as long as we decide to make it one. Remember, it is your focus. It is your choice in where you decide to focus your attention that creates your reality. And what I want to talk about today is very much along these lines. What I'm talking about today is safety and protection. So many of us think that we need to protect ourselves, keep ourselves safe, always have that door locked, keep ourselves safe. But what is it that really keeps us safe? And is it the locking of the door that is what's keeping you safe? Or if there were someone that was going to come to your door, are they going to get in whether it's locked or not? So what is it that's keeping you safe? So many people think that we have control over this, that we have any sort of control over keeping ourselves safe. And yes, we do, of course, a little bit. We don't need to put ourselves in harm's way. But along the grand scheme of things, we have grandiose protection. I had a little experience in this myself yesterday after my session. I got into an Uber to go home, and we were sitting there to turn out onto the main street from my office complex. And as my Uber driver started to turn right, I looked to the right because I'm kind of a bit of a backseat driver. I want to make sure that, you know, everything's good with how things are going. Talk about trying to keep yourself safe, right? Well, I look over and I see this huge one-ton pickup truck coming our way in the lane that the driver, my Uber driver, was turning into. And I sat there and I just watched this truck come at us as we were turning into the lane, completely felt safe. Something came over me in that moment as I watched it, time slowed down, and I feel like it almost stopped a little bit as I look back on it. And I just knew I was safe. I knew nothing was going to happen. I knew that, yeah, this car's coming pretty fast and we're turning into this lane, but I'll be all right. I'm just going to sit here. I said not a word to the Uber driver. That is not like me. I said a word like after the car was already beeping at us, the truck was beeping at us and going around us. I was like, oh, at that point I reacted. But before then I felt like, it's all right. You'll be fine. He's not going to hit you. Because, and I think this is because, well, A, this is not the first time this has happened to me in my life. This has happened to me once before where I was driving this time and I knew that there was a car that was going to pull directly, like head on into me. And this car started doing that, but I knew I could keep going because I knew he would stop. And that's exactly what happened. It was the same feeling that I felt yesterday. I just knew I'd be fine. And also, I just came out of this session where this was actually a theme of this session was safety and protection. And I came out of that knowing that we are all safe. We are all protected. That nothing ever happens that's not supposed to in that regard, unless we chose it, unless we decided to have that experience for a certain reason, for a certain lesson, or just to have the experience itself, to experience it. And so I had this really strange sense of peace about the whole thing as it was happening, just knowing I am safe. And I even had the thought to myself about the Uber driver, like, you're lucky I'm in the car after this session right now, because I am surrounded by so much light. And what is it that actually keeps us safe? It's that light. It is that loving light that is us, that we allow ourselves to take in and give out, that is what protects us. Love is always our greatest protection, that loving light. There is nothing that can protect us more than that. No locking of your door can protect you more than that loving light. And that might sound totally ridiculous to you, but it's not. That's actually the way this works because it's all energy. When my daughter was growing up and she was afraid that burglars would come into the house, I would tell her, put the white light around the house. Make it a pyramid, because I like a pyramid and I think pyramids are very powerful. So put a pyramid around the house of white, shiny light. And what happens when you do that is that our house is covered in this beautiful, shiny, loving light. And any robbers that could ever come in the neighborhood, they won't even see our house. Our house will be completely invisible to them. And you know how that works? It's because it's on a different vibrational frequency. So that robber, that person that's going to come and try to cause harm, is on a lower vibration. But if we are keeping our house and our vibration at a higher level to where we are shining this light, then we become invisible to that robber. Just like when we are here on the third dimension and we cannot see our guides in the physical. Or when you think of a fan blade going really, really, really fast, and when it goes that fast, you can't see it anymore. That's essentially the gist of it. A lower vibration cannot see a higher vibration, just invisible. They'll walk right by and pick a lower vibrational house. Interesting thing to think about. You think it's just mumbo jumbo and woo woo, but really, this is energy and this is how energy works. And in our humanness, we don't get it because we've been brought up in this world that makes us feel scared. We are constantly bombarded by things to make us feel afraid. It's kind of like the mantra of civilization, like keep them scared. But we don't have to be afraid because we're always protected. We are always safe. And I'll tell you what, each and every time that I see a client who has this type of thing going on in their life, what happens is their higher self comes in and each and every time tells them how safe they are and how protected they are. That they have a guardian, a guide who is always with them. And people are shown this in many, many different ways. Sometimes they're showed the guide itself. Sometimes they're shown themselves as a guide and part of that group and part of that family that is always with them and watching them and keeping an eye on them and caring for them. Sometimes people see it as like a face in the sky or even just a single eye. This is really common, and I love it when people see the eye, because most of the time in our humanness, we think we're not seeing anything. I'm just looking at some stupid eye. It's never a stupid eye. There's a reason why the eye symbol has, in ancient history, been such a big deal. The ancients knew about the eye in the sky, the eye of Ra, the evil eye, they call it, which is a silly, silly name for the eye of protection. This eye in the sky is symbolic of your guide, of the all that is always watching you and protecting you. And it is that eye or that guide or that soul family who is going to step in those moments like I had yesterday where that truck could have hit us, but they took care of that real quick. This has happened multiple times in my life. Like I've said, I described two of the times, but there have been multiple times where things like this have happened, where, oh, that could have gone pretty bad, but I don't know what happened there, but everything was okay. My best friend had a very similar situation where a telephone pole fell onto her car as she was backing out of the driveway. She felt the same exact sensation of watching this thing fall onto her and miss her by inches, and she knew she was going to be okay. She knew it. She just sat there and watched it happen because I'm all right. I'm protected. That feeling just came over her in that moment and she just knew it. And so this is the feeling that I want all of us to have all the time. I am protected. I am safe. I have this team with me who is not going to let anything horrific happen to me unless it's supposed to, of course, unless I chose it. You know, I thought yesterday, that could have been one of the outs I chose before I came in. We all pick outs. You know, I want to, maybe if life isn't going the way I want, maybe I can go out this way or that way. I pick an out if I want. I didn't pick it. I decided to stay. Our soul decides. There is nothing in this physical world that gets to decide that. That's a really interesting thought to think about, right? We don't get to decide when we die. We don't get to decide when another dies, of course, unless we do these things unnaturally. But when these things happen, no one gets to decide. The soul decides. This happens on a completely different level. It's not our conscious decision. It never is. It happens in divine timing. And if we could just sit back and trust and know that the divine has our backs and that all is in due timing, all is divine, all is protected, all is safe. And I know it's really hard if you've experienced trauma. This is where we tend to feel more unsafe, is when the more traumatized we've been, the less safe in this world that we feel, because we don't want to go through that again. We want to try to prevent that as much as possible and keep ourselves out of those situations so we don't have to feel that again. And we do this in a variety of different ways. And the thing is, we can never actually prevent these things by doing the safety mechanisms or defense mechanisms that we accumulate over time. What actually happens is they hold us back, they provide resistance, they make us controlling, and it doesn't allow us to be free. And that is not the way our spirit wants it to be. Our spirit wants us to learn from these horrific things that happened to us and know that this was an experience that you chose to have to learn a lesson, and now you get to move on, that you are protected, that because you've had this experience that you don't have to do it again, especially if you learn the lesson. That's the beauty of it. You experienced it just to learn the lesson, and when you get the lesson, then it doesn't have to happen again. One of the things I always ask my clients is this question: well, what did you learn from that? And oftentimes, if I get the answer, I don't know, I know that this person has a lot more work to do and that I might have a harder time getting them to where I need them to be in a session for them to get their answers. Then the next answer that will typically come out is, well, I learned that that's not how I want to be. Yes, that is always something that we learn when things like this happen, but there's always more. That's not the answer. I don't know, and I learned that that's not how I want to be. You already knew that before you came in, so that's not what you learned. You learned something else. And oftentimes, what you learned is, surprisingly enough, when you think about it, and this is from the higher self perspective where all of the clients that I have that go into this deep state of trance and get the answers from their higher self, this is what they tell themselves from their higher self perspective, is that you chose this experience in order to learn love and to help that other person learn love too. Because that other person didn't know, didn't understand it, didn't have that experience, and you decided to volunteer to help them learn that. And through that, you got to learn forgiveness and compassion. And those lessons give me goosebumps. Those are the things that we come here to learn. And those are the things that we need to do the personal work to get to that place of forgiveness and compassion. Because these are the reasons that we experience these things in the first place, why we have the relationships that we have, and why we experience the traumas that we do. And so, what keeps us safe? Knowing that we are. Knowing that we are love and light. Knowing that we are guided and protected always. That we are part of this oneness and unity that is love. And when we keep our vibration there, in this knowingness, that is what protects us. There is no other protection that we need. This beautiful, loving light. And if you feel like you need a little extra safety, a little extra protection, then bring it in. Let it in with your imagination. You close your eyes and you breathe it in and you see the glittery, shiny sparkles, these iridescent, beautiful, glimmering sparkles of light enter into you. They are constantly, oh, I hear this all the time, constantly pouring light down upon us. And we as humans just refuse to accept it. We refuse to allow it, refuse to see it, refuse to listen, refuse to trust. I can't tell you how many times I hear these very same things. Listen, trust, constantly being showered in so much love. And that is the only protection any of us ever need. I think that's it for me today, everyone. I'm going to leave you with a song. This is Ayla Nario, Let It In. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Run on my back, Father. Mmm. The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.